Only one low mound of snow still lurked in Batty Penderwick's yard under the big oak tree out back, and soon that would be gone if Batty continued to stomp on it with such determination.
"Spring can't get here until the snow's all melted," she explained to her brother Ben, who was celebrating the end of winter in his own way by digging in the dirt for rocks. Rocks were his passion.
"Mrs. Lambert said that spring came in March."
Ben was in second grade and still believed everything his teacher told him.
"It's April now."
"Officially, spring came in March, but it can't really be here unless the snow is gone and the daffodils are in bloom. Dad said so."
Having made it all the way to fifth grade, Batty had learned to be wary of teachers, but her father was much more trustworthy.
"And since one of Mrs. Geiger's daffodils bloomed yesterday, if I can just get rid of..."
She was interrupted by a clunk. Ben's shovel had struck metal.
"Gold!" he cried.
Batty looked up from her stomping, but before she could explain the unlikelihood of finding gold in their yard, she caught a flash of red in an upper window of the house.
"Duck and cover!"
she cried to Ben. He didn't need to be told twice. He threw himself against the house and crouched out of sight of that window. And just in time, too. The flash of red had resolved itself into a wild mop of curls atop a little girl, her nose pressed against the screen. This was 2-year-old Lydia, the youngest of the Penderwick family, who was supposed to be napping. Recently, she'd discovered that by standing on a pile of the toys in her crib, she could get a better view of the world. The family verdict was that it wouldn't be long before she figured out how to climb out of the crib altogether. Lydia, so cherubic up there in her window, now roared like a furious foghorn.
"Ben!"
Batty called up to her.
"Go back to sleep, Lydia."
"Lydia is done,"
came the reply.
"No, you're not done because nap time isn't over for another 15 minutes.
Wobbling atop her precarious pile, Lydia pondered this, then went back to her original thought.
"Ben!"
In his hiding place, Ben was whispering, "No, no, no," at Batty. She sympathized. Lydia loved everyone she'd encountered in her short life. Never had a Penderwick been so pleased with the human race. But she loved Ben most of all. This was a burden no boy should have to bear. And too, it was important that Lydia not get her own way all the time. Batty shook her head at the window and said,
"Ben is busy, and you have to rest some more."
"But..."
Mid-protest, Lydia fell off her pile of toys and disappeared from sight.
"Is she gone?"
asked Ben.
"I think so. Stay where you are for a minute, just in case she pops up again."
Lydia was the most recent addition to the Penderwick family, bringing the total to 8. For the first half of Batty's life, there had been only 5. Batty, her father, and her 3 older sisters, Rosalind, Skye, and Jane. 5 had been a good number. Then Mr. Penderwick had married Ben's mother, Iantha, making 7. And 7 had been an even better number because everyone was so fond of Ben and Iantha. And now, 8. 8 was a lot. Especially when the 8th one was Lydia.